Welcome to the Just Show Up podcast, where every week we come together to remind ourselves why the fuck we continue to show up to life. Because that shit ain't easy. And truthfully, we need each other. We need each other to remind us of our innate power and capabilities that live inside of us. Every week, I'll be coming to you with different topics and subjects, but the commonality will always be to have you keep showing up to life as the best version of yourself possible. So grab a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, whatever it is you're doing, and let's head to the show. All right, fam, welcome back to the show. So happy to have you here for another episode. If you can believe it, this is episode 20 of the podcast. And I am just, you know, I've really been truly like loving this process of having this podcast for so many reasons. Obviously, it's been a dream that was on my heart that came to me. I mean, I had always wanted to do a podcast for like a really long time. And then a lot of people were doing podcasts. So then I felt like, well, who am I to do a podcast, right? And then something hit me a couple years ago. Who knows why? Because that's how I get my intuitive hits, I call them. And we all have those intuitive hits in all different ways. There's actually a thing called the five different types of clairvoyancy. So I get my hits in that way. It just comes to me. And so everything I ever do is just like a super random, like, boom, I get hit with it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm going to do that thing. So I wanted to do this podcast and I decided, okay, a year after it, I'm finally going to do it, and started in December. And now we are at May 6th. And it's always so funny. Every time I say it, I feel like it's an anniversary of it, like the date. So what? December, January, March, May. So it's been 5 months since I've been doing the podcast. And I will say that it's definitely been a journey, and also something I've had to like follow through with, but I love to do it. So it's a great thing to follow through with, but I'm also really proud of myself because, I mean, yeah, people listen to the podcast and I'm super helpful with whoever, super grateful for whoever listens to the podcast. And it's not about the number of downloads. Truly, it's not. But I do think that those metrics move people to do things. And so if there was like thousands of people listening to this podcast, which one day that will be the goal, right? But if that was the case, then there would be like more push for me to like do the episode. But when you're having 20, 30, 40, 50 people listen to the episode, which is still a lot, and like I said, I'm super grateful, sometimes that can stop people from doing things because of the metric. But one, I have learned so much from doing this podcast. It helps me so much, and it's helped my family. Like, my mom listens to this, my sister listens to this, my friends listen to this. And it's been a really cool piece to connect with the people I love, and also to kind of change conversations that maybe wouldn't be had if the podcast didn't exist. So that's been a really cool thing. And then the other really cool thing is that I get to dive deeper into topics I absolutely love and that I feel I'm an expert in or really good at. And I know them, but then I go even deeper into them and I really start to understand the psychology of who we are as humans. And so doing this past episode on the subconscious and sharing that with y'all, I dove even deeper into it. And now I'm in like a rabbit hole, wormhole, whatever you want to call it, but it's been super helpful in my life. And so I believe that that is the point of doing the things that are on our heart, is that we get to help other people, but it's also helping us. And it's things that have already helped us that we get to go even deeper on. And so a lot of times people want to like go wide, so to speak, and do a lot of different things, when really, if we just take what we're really good at and we go deeper into it, there's a plethora that we have to offer. And so being that this is the 20th episode, I'm just really grateful for you being here, listening, and being on this journey with me, because I don't take it lightly. And the funny part is I had listened to podcasts, YouTubes and whatnot on podcasting. And I'm really glad I did, because Believe it or not, the average listen to an episode for a podcast is 35 downloads or 35 listens. And so, which basically means 35 people listen to it, which is obviously not a lot. And so I think sometimes too, and we have these like, they're called like vanity metrics. We have these vanity metrics. We can be like, oh, how come 100 people didn't listen to my episode? But in reality, the average is 35. So if you're hitting more than 35, you're above the average. But I will say, I have not spent a lot of time marketing this or promoting. It's just on my stories or talking about it or someone sharing with someone else. And so with that, I'm super happy with where it's at, and I'm so excited for where it's going to go. And I'm excited to start sharing content to get this out to the world more. But I also really wanted to hone my skill. I wanted to practice and understand who I am and what I want to offer the world before I just was like, hey, everyone, go listen to this podcast. Because I do feel that we have a responsibility that when we're helping others, we should know what we're saying and talking about and not talk out of our asses. And I do know what I'm talking about, but sometimes I am on the surface with the thing because I didn't have something that propelled me to dig deeper. And now that I have this podcast and I am digging deeper, I'm learning how to speak on topics in a more understandable way, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say, so that when I'm sharing the information with you, it makes sense. And so last week when I did the episode on the subconscious, I actually probably like recorded that and launched it too soon, but I listened to it and I was like, you know what? Let's just move forward with the episode because I really liked it. I thought it was a great episode. I loved all the different things I talked about. It was definitely like a little all over the place, but it was still very powerful. But what it did is it propelled me, like I was saying, to dive deeper into this subconscious that we have that plays such a vital role in our lives. And so basically, what I realized is that our subconscious patterns, which is the 95% of who we are, I'm going to do a little recap here if you didn't listen to the last episode, is 95% of who we are, and our conscious is 5%. Then we have the ego, and the ego is the representation of the subconscious and the conscious. And so the ego is the outward expression in which we show the world of who we are, which is why it matters what's in our subconscious and what's in our conscious, because that is what we are showing the world. And so if we feel deeply confident and strong and on top of our game, our ego is going to show those things. But if we actually, like on the surface, maybe, you know, this is why we see people, right? Like they have a ton of money or they're beautiful or they have everything they could want. And yet, when you talk to them or you meet them, you're like, damn, they seem really insecure, like deeply, like they don't really know themselves. And then you can meet someone else who, like, maybe doesn't exude all of that. But then you talk to them and you're like, oh my God, that person was so wise. And I just like felt their presence. And that's because of what's deeply inside of our subconscious is what we're putting out into the world. And then, of course, there's like so many things that play into our subconscious patterns. And so the biggest thing that plays into our subconscious patterns is our childhood. And our childhood is where we were basically sponges and we learned how to be in the world and how not to be in the world. I've talked about this briefly before, but they say that from the ages of 0 to around 7 or 8 years old, that's when we are the most absorbent and we just take in every single thing we're taught. And it could either be really great for our lives or it could not be great for our lives. And it can go as old as like 12 years old. And then obviously, as we get older, things can go in the subconscious. But a lot of what's deeply rooted in who we are is from childhood. That's why it's so important to do the inner child work because it allows us to see what is in our subconscious so that we can reprogram it. And so what happens is that we have all these subconscious things from our childhood, And then what happens is we create a lot of limiting beliefs around them. And we start to see the world through this one lens of what our subconscious is telling us. Because we have these limited beliefs, because we have these subconscious patterns, then we go out into the world and we have, and this is what I was going to talk about in the last end part of the other episode, but then I decided to do it in this one, we have triggers that happen, right? And we all hear this like, oh, I was so triggered. So what does that mean? So what happens is that we go out in the world and we get triggered, but maybe sometimes we don't even know what the hell is happening. And we label it as, damn, that person just fucking pissed me off so much. Like, what an asshole. Fuck them. Right. And so what I wanted to talk about in the last episode was trusting your triggers. And so in the last couple of years, this is the thing I have gotten so good at. Wow, how good I've gotten at it. And like, I'll tell people stories of things like a friend said to me or something. And they're like, damn, I can't believe you handled it that way. Like, I would have been so pissed off. And the reason why I'm able to do that now is because I notice the trigger. I see the trigger in front of me and I go, and sometimes, of course, we just immediately react to the trigger because it's so deeply innate inside of us that we can't even help it. And then afterwards you're like, whoa, what the hell was that? Where did that come from? Like, am I okay? But what I want to tell you here is to trust those triggers and to investigate those triggers and to have awareness around those triggers. And so, for example, I have been practicing boundaries and I've been practicing like the triggers and doing shadow work and looking at this inner child stuff. Like, I've just been diving so deep into it. Now, when it happens, I go, oh, interesting. What does that mean? Why am I feeling a certain way about that? And I had a conversation with a really good friend of mine, someone I've known since I've been 12 years old. And we, you know, needed to deal with some things that I was frankly avoiding because I didn't want to have the confrontation. And sometimes it's just easier to not have the confrontation. And as we get older and we don't see our friends as much, you'd rather just enjoy the time with them than deal with the shit that's coming up, right? It's far easier. But something else I realized about this wasn't that I was necessarily avoiding it. It was also that I didn't necessarily have the tools to understand how to deal with an adult friendship because we have known each other so long and we used to hang out every day and talk on the phone all the time and go out and have fun. And now, because we live in different states and we're older, we only see each other a few times a year. And so I was like, well, when I see her, I don't want to bring all this, drudge up all this stuff. I didn't really understand what I was feeling. And also, I don't believe that we have the tools in life to deal with or understand adult relationships or adult friendships specifically. And so what had happened was I had made a new group of friends. And when I made this new group of friends, they showed me what adult friendships look like. They showed me support. They showed me love. They showed me care. They listened to what was going on in my life. They listened to the podcast. They would build me up and I felt very seen. And it was the first time in a really long time that I had felt seen in my adult life by friends. And for a couple of years, I was so focused on work that I kind of pushed friendships aside because I honestly have spent so much time with friends in my life. I've gone out, I've gone on vacations, I've done all the things. So I was like, you know what? I'm hyper focused on work. And I pushed friendships to the side for a while. And I was really craving some women and some adult friendships where I was seen and I was supported and I was loved. But I didn't necessarily want to go out there and find it because I've talked about this before. Like, sometimes looking for friends is just like the pits. It's not fun. And it's almost worse than dating. You're hanging out with someone and you're just not on the same page and you feel judged about everything. And you're like, why am I even doing this? And so, funny enough, to go back to the human design episode that we did, Karishma, when she did a reading for me on my human design, I'm meant to respond to things, and I also like don't do well in networking. Like it's just not my thing. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna wait. When the time is right, the friendships will come. And that's what happened. It was a weekend for a bachelorette party. All of us were together. We didn't really know each other except the one main person in the group that we all knew. And we just like became such great friends. And so, because of this friendship, I allowed it to marinate to see, like, okay, let's see what happens with this group of us. Do we hang out? Do we continue to be this supportive? And so it was around March, and I met them in October. So October, November, it was about 4 or 5 months that we had been friends now, and we had continued on this path of this support and this seeing. And of course, things like, quiet down a bit. That's natural. Friendships are going to have intervals, just like anything else in life. But because that I saw that consistency in those relationships, and that there was a deep down care for things, and that when I did see these people, they would ask me about X, Y, and Z that I had spoke about last time. And I was like, wow, they remembered, or they heard me, or they listened. And so with my friend of that I've known since 12, when that person wasn't doing that in my life, I then was like, oh, okay, now I know how to have this conversation, and I have to just call it out, because not everyone handles conversations, hard conversations, the same way. And this particular friend of mine, love her to death, like I said, known each other 26 years, is not always the best at receiving feedback, I guess you could say. And so, and also the funny part is I've always kind of been labeled like the hothead and the I used to get upset a lot, which is why I've done a lot of this work. So anyway, so I finally had the conversation with her, and it was heated. It was a heated conversation. It was incredibly uncomfortable. And I decided to do this the day of my birthday. But you know what? The funny part was we had the conversation. We kind of like dredged it up a little bit, talked a little bit about it, and then of course enjoyed my birthday, and she didn't want to be fighting on my birthday. So then the next morning, we kind of continued the conversation a bit more just to like round it out, right? Just to like, okay, let's complete this. Let's get to an understanding of what we're feeling and let's move forward from there. And so the next morning, we kind of went back and forth. She was not handling it very well and, getting upset and all these different things. And I was only looking at myself because I'm not here to judge someone else and how they want to act. I was looking at me, and I was so proud of myself because I did not raise my voice. I did not yell. I did not go below the belt. I just stated factual information that I was feeling, that I felt in the relationship. And at one point, she called me petty and she said, "And you've always been petty." And I had to take a look at that and say to myself, am I a petty person? Do I believe I'm petty? And I could have shot back with, oh, well, you're blah, 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 blah. But instead, I just stopped in that moment and took it in, and I saw it and I felt it. And the example in which she was saying that I was petty for, I did not necessarily agree with that. But that's okay. We can both have, she could think I'm petty for that thing, and I can think I'm not. And that's okay. And the world still goes on. And it can just be an understanding that, hey, like you might think this, but I don't necessarily agree. And that's not the way I'm going to show up in this relationship or this friendship. And I just basically stated the things I needed in the relationship in order to move forward in a healthy way. A lot of things have changed for us. We used to talk on the phone all the time. Now we don't as much, but I also realize my time is really important, and it's not valuable for either one of us to sit on the phone and talk all the time about the same things or bitching or complaining or relationships. So now it's like it's changed, but that's not because I'm punishing someone. It's simply because I'm trying to help us. All of this happens by doing this deep inner work of looking at our trigger and saying, what am I feeling? And understanding the trigger and having love for the trigger and trying to see, is there somewhere in your childhood that this could have come up, right? And so for me in my childhood, when I was young, I am one of like a bajillion kids. Both of my parents were married and divorced a few times, so there's a lot of kids. And I was always, so to speak, the responsible one. I was the one that had it together, and Lauren was always okay. So if you notice, I probably wasn't seen a lot in childhood, where I was seen, but it was for the accomplishment side of me. I wasn't seen for me. And so then what I can do is, no one meant to do that, right? Like, I was just good. Like, I had friends in school. I was involved. Like, I just had my shit together from a very young age. I never lost my belongings. Like, I would get hand-me-downs from like my younger sister because she would like forget she had something. And I'd be like, oh, I need a CD player. My dad's like, oh, well, she left one in the car. You can have hers. I'm like, all right, that works for me. And so that's how we can find, or we could see the trigger and then find where it's located to do the reprogramming. And so then I could tell myself, you are seen, you are loved, you know, everyone was seeing you. Also, the most important part is that we see ourselves and we feel this for ourselves. So childhood happens, we have all of these beliefs. Then as we get older, they turn into these limiting beliefs. We have triggers that help us to understand it. But also because of our childhood, we create a lot of stories. And these stories also become our limiting beliefs in life. If we're like, okay, I don't know what my limiting beliefs are, that's where the inner child work, that's where shadow work, that's where all the moons, meditation, journaling, reading comes into play, because these become the tools that help you to understand what's holding you back in your life from not achieving what you desire. And now, for my last point, and I'm loving this episode, I'm like so clear, it feels so good. The last thing I want to round out this episode with, and it will always come back to this, and I will always be just like smacked over the head time and time again, because it's a big theme that comes up in my life and in my job all of the time. Vision. What is the vision for your life? Because when you're connected to the vision of what you want in life, and then you do all of this subconscious work, use all of these tools, you then take the action to achieve what you want in life because you have the vision. And so, Stephen Covey, who wrote the book, The 7 Habits of the Highly Effective Person, in his book, literally, he starts out the first chapter with, think with the end in mind. And it's a little dark, and I believe I've spoken about this too, but like I said, we need to hear things 7 to 14 times for it to really sink in. And again, another big point I just want to point out with anything you do, any book, any podcast, any show, any documentary, seminar, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything you do, you're not looking for the entire thing to impact you for 30 minutes and have 30 minutes of ahas. That's cool if you do. But what we're looking for is one thing. We just want to find one little thing. Boom. Oh, shit. That's the thing I needed to hear today. That's the exact thing I needed to hear. Or you'll find themes and you'll hear themes. And so, for example, I'm reading this book and it talks about vision. It's talking about neuroplasticity. It's talking about the neocortex, which is everything to do with the subconscious. And so it was tying together this deeper work I'm doing with the subconscious. So it's the themes. And so I then, because I'm the manifesting generator from the human design and I'm meant to respond, I then get that information and I'm now responding to it. So you can see how all these things are connected. Anyways, I digress. Back to my point. So Stephen Covey, think with the end in mind. And his whole point is, you are standing at your funeral. I know, a little dark. You're standing at your funeral and people are saying your eulogy. They're speaking about you. And what is it that you want them to speak about you and your life? What is your character? What did you do? What did you accomplish? Were you a philanthropist? Did you live a long life? Were you healthy? Did you work? Did you travel? Like, think of all these different elements of your life and what you would want people to say when you're gone. And his whole point is that once you have that data, once you have that information of what you want your life to look like, then you can go backwards and start from now to that point and start building out what you want your life to look like and have the necessary steps to take the action to go do it. And it's the same thing with the vision. And I'll actually read you a little excerpt from the book I'm reading because it's really good. He says, think about what you truly want to achieve. What legacy do you want to create? What do you want for yourself and for your family? What do you want spiritually? What level of security do you seek? What level of income and fulfillment do you want from your career? What interests do you wish you could pursue? What do you really want to do with the time you've been allotted? He goes on to say, if you are going to perform at a high level, take new ground and be great, then you better have a vision that is compelling. And the reason why is that the vision is what moves us every single day of our lives. The vision of our life, it's not compelling if we wake up and go, oh, got that meeting today. That is not compelling. That is sometimes actually really freaking stressful. But what's compelling is what's going to come out of that meeting. And so a lot of times I have very uncomfortable meetings sometimes because we have a small team. And I realize because we have a small team, everything feels very personal. So there's a lot of triggers that happen. But it's not personal. It's the vision. And this is why we get to tie ourselves to the vision. So lastly, to close this out, the most important part, if you're going to do anything from today, write out what your vision is for your life and where you want to go. You know, who do you want to be? What's your legacy? I mean, my goodness, what is your legacy? And so I'm going to do the same thing. I've done it before, but I'm like, you know what? It's been a long while since I've done it. And I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do that. And yeah, that's today's episode. And we're just going to keep going with this. So thanks for being here. Happy episode 20. And as always, make it a great day. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Remember to rate, review, and follow the podcast. And don't forget to tag me on social with your favorite episode. We appreciate the support more than you know, and we can't wait to see you next week. See ya.